As election time rolls around, what do Christians and pro-life people need to do?
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection. Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for Teresa Tomeo. And as we've been talking about the last couple days, it's Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th, and a lot going on. A lot of issues in the ballots, a lot of things to vote on in terms of candidates and proposals. And to talk with us about that is Father Frank Pavone, National Director for Priests for Life. Father Frank, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be with you, Vanessa, on such an important day, Election Day, midterm elections 2018. This is very exciting. I'm looking forward to a lot of great victories today.
Yes, and you know, the last couple of days I've been reading the piece of literature that Priests for Life put out. I got it at St. Fabian here during Mass one day. And what I love about this piece of literature that you have put out and that you gave to the parishes is that you're giving the issues from the perspective of both parties, Republican and Democrats, and you're not putting any words in their mouth. This is directly coming from the platforms themselves and putting out some really key issues. So I wanted to talk about some of those key issues that you, the Priests for Life, put out and why we should be, you know, looking at these particular issues.
Yes.
When we go to the polls.
Yes. Yes, and you know, I'm so grateful to the parishes that have been distributing this and many other people as well. It is a nonpartisan piece, and it is that's the best way to equip citizens is let these candidates, let these parties tell you exactly where they stand. And you know, one of the reasons why, I mean, we've made individual voter guides over the years as well for specific races, but one of the things we're trying, Vanessa, to communicate to voters is it's not just the candidate that matters. When you put a candidate into office, you're also putting a party into office, you're putting a party into power. And on today's midterm elections, what's at issue is the balance of power in many state legislatures, but also most significantly in the United States Congress. And the reason this matters is that whatever party controls the House of Representatives, whatever party's in the majority, whatever party's in the majority in the U.S. Senate, and both are up for grabs, that party and its prevailing philosophy and its prevailing policy preferences controls the committees. Now, if people think about the lawmaking process, a good pro-life member of the House or of the Senate might have the best idea in the world for a pro-life bill that should be introduced and should become law. But if the party that has control of the committees does not believe in pro-life, that pro-life representative, that pro-life senator can introduce the best bill in the world. It's not even going to get out of committee. It won't even get to a vote on the full floor of the House or of the Senate. And this is what people have to keep in mind. In any Senate race, any congressional race today could be the tipping point.
I personally think she's done and she needs not to be in office anymore. That's my personal opinion.
Yes.
Talk about a Catholic who has delivered wrong messages about the faith on such a large platform.
Yeah.
And she's been doing this for several years, starting when President Obama ran and she was giving out wrong information about where the Catholics stand on abortion in general.
Right.
For instance.
Right.
I mean, she was just,
informing
the public.
We have her, and we have actually, there's candidates today, there's 166 candidates today from her party that are running for re-election to the House of Representatives who, earlier this year, voted on a bill to, and this is one of the ways, by the way, that we inform candidates, that we say, well, look at the voting records. Don't just look at the things they say or the platform of the party, like we said, but look also at their voting records. And people can look this up on our website. It's all public information. And we had these members of the House voting on a bill that said, what if a baby survives an abortion and they're born alive and they're breathing outside their mother's womb and they're lying there on the table? And the bill said, well, that baby has to have medical care and should be brought to a hospital and the appropriate measures taken. And we had 166 House Democrats vote no. They voted wow. against that bill.
Wow.
And it's like,
so basically voting against that bill is basically saying let the baby die.
Yeah, because that's what's happening in so many of these abortion clinics. You know, the abortionist is being paid to end that life. So you expect him or her to suddenly shift gears and then do everything to save that life, because that is so, because that is such an about face, and because these abortionists don't have any conscience, that's why the bill was necessary in the first place. That's why these laws have been necessary. And this wasn't the first time the Congress had to deal with that, but we see it still happening. So, and I mean, to be able to say no to that, I mean, that's where, again, voters have to step back and say, look, are we sufficiently challenging these people? They're asking for our vote. Well, we've got to ask them a few things, including that very disturbing reality there, that there are some asking to be reelected today who cannot even protect babies born alive, never mind in the womb.
I know. That's just sickening. Well, you have people, studies that have been done, one in Australia recently, Father Frank, that said, you know, let's look at killing babies who are born with issues that parents don't want to deal with. So if there's some kind of defect, we should have the right to kill them.
Yeah.
And you've got countries that don't believe that Down syndrome babies should be alive. So it's, you know, what I don't understand, and I'm not Republican or Democrat, and I'll never be declared either party. I really do vote for the candidate, but I am pro-life. So unfortunately, there's not a lot of pro-life Democrats, which I don't understand, because it's so against their supposed platform where we protect the most vulnerable and the most in need.
You know, we've got Dan Lipinski from Illinois. He's the one of the lone pro-life Democrats in the House. You've got a Colin Peterson from Minnesota who votes pro-life a good part of the time. And then you've got a representative out of Texas, Cuellar, who votes about 40% of the time. And that's it. I mean, we used to have, when I started out with Priests for Life, there were dozens of pro-life Democrats in the House. They have whittled down to practically nothing because the party's become, huh?
What happened, Father? What happened?
Well, the party has become more and more extreme on this issue, and they put more and more pressure on federal candidates to be in favor. Not only federal candidates, we saw a dispute break out. A year and a half or two ago, over a mayoral race, where it was a Democrat candidate, and the Democratic National Committee said, "Well, this is when Chairman Perez said, no, this is absolute. There can be no compromise. That Democrats have to be in favor of abortion." He got some backlash from some other Democrat leaders who realized, hey, this might cost us some votes. But he said, and we're talking about a mayoral race. So the party has just become more and more hardened in its stance in favor of abortion and in favor of taxpayer-funded abortion. They put into their platform that they wanted to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. But, you know, I think what voters have to realize is this. Look, abortion doesn't stand on its own. If you have a party that is so in favor of abortion, there's going to be a lot of other things wrong as well. And I think we were all horrified at what we saw with the Kavanaugh hearings. We cannot forget the behavior of the senators on that. It was and now just what was it, just yesterday or the day before, this 400-page report gets issued from the Senate Judiciary Committee clearing Justice Kavanaugh of all these accusations and saying, look, here's the full investigation that took place. There's no evidence. There's no corroboration at all. And so, and yet to throw out the window like they did, the presumption of innocence, that's the disturbing thing to me, because
we all should be scared.
Yeah.
We all should be scared in this country.
It's terrible.
Father Frank, we got to take a break. We're going to take a break. I'm going to continue that conversation about Kavanaugh and that issue in itself, because it really does speak volumes about where this country could be going. Father Frank Pavone, stay with us, and everyone stay with us. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
My name is Father Matthias Thalen, and I want to invite you to the Encounter Conference January 3rd through 5th, 2019 at the Seagate Center in Toledo, Ohio. This conference is going to be a time of spiritual refreshment, encouragement, empowerment, an impartation for more of the Holy Spirit for the sake of evangelization. And we're inviting evangelization leaders from all over the country. To learn more about this conference and to register, please visit encounter2019.com. Encounter2019.com.
Who's the head of your home and family? Is it Jesus Christ? Call the Men of Sacred Hearts to show you how to place Jesus as the head of your family and show you how to use the Holy Rosary to learn what is on your child's heart that they're not telling you. Watch one mom's testimonial on our webpage, menofthesacredhearts.org, and call us to set up your appointment today, 586-264-8550. This message is brought to you by Office Express. Let's all support each other. OEXUSA.com. On the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
When many Catholic leaders speak publicly on moral issues, it's often a...
Father Frank, we're on break, and I just had to clear up a technical issue with my whiteboard so I can communicate, and I know you're live on Facebook, and so your viewers can understand there's technical issues, and I have to communicate back with the station. And my board that allowed me to do that went away, so it's back.
It's back? Well, praise God.
Thank God.
I know how that feels, you having used the whiteboard before this, so that's, you're back on, you got a lighthouse again now.
Sorry, Father, I had a little technical issue over here. We're coming back to you right now.
Okay, no problem.
We're back here on Catholic Connection. Vanessa Dunham-Garmo filling in for Teresa Tomeo, speaking with Father Frank Pavone this morning. It is Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. And, Father Frank, before the break, you were talking about Kavanaugh and... That scared me the most is that he was found guilty, instead of presumed innocent until found guilty. People just had him guilty with no evidence. I mean, no
right.
corroborating evidence,
right.
no substantial evidence, nothing. And for any, the Democrats pushed that. They pushed that.
They did.
And it's very scary to think that that was even possible, that anybody thought that was okay.
Yeah, and it goes along with these other disturbing positions. It really does. It's a consistent moral framework of being disconnected from a moral framework. I mean, it's like anything goes. You know, now contrast that with this, and this is what I'd ask the voters to listen to and think about. And if you've already voted, many people have voted in various ways already. Your job's not over. Get others to vote today. You can influence this. And some elections are decided by a couple of hundred votes. I think we're going to see tonight a lot of races that were decided by a few hundred votes, maybe a few dozen votes. That's how close it seems to be. But here's the point. The tremendous progress we've made. We've been saying all throughout this cycle that, unfortunately, in midterm elections, about 20% fewer people vote than in the four-year presidential elections. But let's make this today different. We got to get out and vote because the people who made such great progress 2 years ago have seen great progress. We have a page, prolifepresident.com. I want to invite people to go there because not only do we summarize in a nice video the pro-life accomplishments of the last 2 years of the Republican Congress and the president, there's a list, an 18-page long list of 289 accomplishments in 18 different categories that if people read that and they say, hey, this is the direction I want the country to go. Lower unemployment, more jobs than ever, a growing economy, stronger military, all these different things. Look at the actual accomplishments so we don't just get lost in the abstract and it's not just about, you know, beliefs and whatnot. And it's not even just about the big moral issues we talk about. Look at with the direction now that the country is going and ask yourself a simple question. Do I want it to keep going this way? And if I do, why shift gears now to a party that thinks completely differently on so many things? Take a look at that list, prolifepresident.com, and share it with the other voters. And I'll tell you, that helps a lot. That helps people to decide if they're just not sure or if they're just not motivated Let's get out. Let's stir up that motivation now, even at the last minute. And let's get out there and vote.
You know, and I do want to tell people to pick out this piece of literature that you, Priest for Life, put together, votinginfo.net, too.
Yes.
This is, should also educate yourself on this. I think this is so important. I'm happy that there were parishes all over that delivered this, put this out to the parishes such as St. Fabian and Farmington. Votinginfo.net. Nothing drives me more crazy, Father Frank, than people who just vote on name recognition. They don't even know what they're voting for. You're better off not voting. Don't vote when you don't know.
Well, you got to know. And the votinginfo.net is where you get that voter's guide. And voting info, if you change it to .org, you'll get even more links to other voter guides and tools out there to know even the very local candidates. So, you know, you talk about not having name recognition. You know, you get down to the, you know, local judges or school boards or, you know, county clerks or whatever. So there are tools out there to find out who's who. And yes, we have to inform ourselves.
So, you know, obviously election day, midterm elections, and, you know, Father Frank, where people, someone accused me of this the other day. I was in a meeting and, you know, we were talking about the gubernatorial race, and I said, I like Gretchen Whitmore. I really do as a person. I can't support her because she took money from Emily's List and she's very pro-choice. I like other things she talks about. And he goes, oh, you're just a one issue voter.
You know what that's like, Vanessa? You know, and I've used this example many times. What if a candidate came along and said, I support terrorism? Is somebody going to say, well, I disagree with you on terrorism, but what's your health care plan? Or what's your education plan? The church makes it very clear, and common sense makes it very clear, that obviously we all know that there are many different issues, but some positions that public officials take are so contradictory to the very notion of public service that they disqualify the candidate. And this is basically what you're saying. It's, look, I may agree with this person on many other things. They may have some great things to offer, but this is so wrong. I mean, you're saying you're gonna kill babies? I mean, if you can't respect the life of a little baby, how are you supposed to respect my life? It doesn't make any sense. And John Paul II talked about this. He said, when people like this cry out for human rights, those cries are false and illusory if they're not defending the right to life. Because he said all these other rights, health care, education, and whatnot, rest on the right to life. So if they're willing to take that away, on what foundation do these other rights rest? John Paul said it's false and illusory.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand about the Democratic Party, and we have less than a minute left, but I don't understand the Democratic Party because they stand on all these human right issues that say, well, it's our human right to have, you know, health care, and it's our human right to help the most in need, and I get all that.
Yeah.
I respect all that.
Yeah.
But how do you stand for that and not protecting the most vulnerable?
Yeah.
And that's a baby in a womb.
And they say,
I don't get it.
And they say, and they wrote to Pope Francis when he came to the U.S., and all these Democrat representatives and that are running for re-election today, and they said, we stand with you for the most vulnerable. No, you don't. You don't. Because the most vulnerable are not being protected by you. They're the children in the womb.
Yeah. Amen to that, Father Frank. Again, votinginfo.net. What was the other website you gave out, Father Frank?
ProLifePresident.com. Look at all the great progress we've made.
Thank God. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Go vote, but educate yourself first. Please know what you're voting for. We're going to head into the National Hour. Coming up is Steve Ray about his new book and Kelly Solomon, the director of Newman Guy Programs for the Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us. Thanks, Father Frank.
What a great discussion. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And let's pray for everybody voting today.
That's right. We pray for victory and look forward to talking to you again very soon, I hope.
Yes. I. Me too, Father Frank. God bless.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
And Facebook friends, we will be right back. We're going to go in a few minutes live from the TV studio. I'm here in the radio studio, obviously, but we're going to go live into the TV studio with another motivational message for today's election. So stay with us.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.